Every Wednesday at this time on WNCW, it's our pleasure to present to you what we call More to the Story as we go more in depth about some stories recently in the news in our listening region. I'm your host of the program, Paul Foster. Our guest this week is reporter Mike Connolly of the McDowell News. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, Paul, for having me again. I've been employed with the McDowell News since August of 1994. I cover City of Marion, McDowell County, the McDowell Chamber of Commerce. I also write feature stories. I also put together photographs from our old archives of the newspaper that we run every Sunday as a feature.
First thing we want to jump into, Mike, for some time in the works has been a brand new hospital that will be opening there in McDowell County. Before we get into the details about that, let's talk about the current hospital and the hospital system overall throughout the years for McDowell County.
We have had hospitals of various types here in Marion and McDowell County for at least 100 years. The hospital building that we have now, that we have been using, was built in 1983. Several years ago, Mission Health acquired the McDowell Hospital. McDowell Hospital became a part of Mission Health System. Mission Health determined that the McDowell Hospital, which was built in 1983, was outdated. With the new trends in healthcare and hospital care, that this facility was no longer adequate for what a 21st century hospital should be like. Mission Health decided to construct a new hospital to replace the one from 1983, which many of our longtime residents still think of as a new hospital. Groundbreaking for the new McDowell Hospital took place in October of 2015. It is being constructed directly in front of the existing hospital from 1983. The new one will cover more than 105,000 square feet, and it will cost more than $46 million. Construction has been taking place since the groundbreaking in October of 2015. The new hospital will have 30 beds compared to the old hospital, which was licensed for 65 beds. In other words, the emphasis is more on outpatient care than long-term stays at the McDowell Hospital.
As of right now, what is the tentative completion date?
Late December of this year. By late December of this year, the construction will be substantially complete, and by February of next year, it should be occupied and in operation as the new hospital for McDowell County. This will be a three-level hospital building, and it has improved facilities for the ER, labor and delivery, acute care, all kinds of new equipment that is up to date and will be state-of-the-art for Marion and McDowell County.
Mike, since that new hospital will be right in front of where the existing hospital is now, what are the plans for what will become the old hospital?
The old hospital, it will be slowly demolished, and the site of the old hospital would be turned into a parking lot.
You're listening to More to the Story from WNCW. Our guest this week from the McDowell News is Mike Connolly. In recapping our first of two topics with Mike Connolly of the McDowell News, let's recap for you about the new McDowell Hospital. It is a hospital that's in the Mission Health System. The cost is going to be $46 million, and I believe you said this will be a hospital that will now contain three levels, of course, an expansion from the old facility.
That's right.
Let's now transition into our next topic, Mike, and that is, who has decided to run for upcoming elections and try to knock off some of those that are already in office?
This year is a municipal election year in Marion and Old Fort. And to be honest, municipal elections don't generate near as much interest as the elections in even number years. When you have a city election, people just don't seem to be as enthusiastic about it as they would if it was a county or a state or a federal election. This year, we have both mayors of Marion and Old Fort will be up for re-election. There will be three seats on the city council in Marion and two seats on the board of aldermen in Old Fort that will be contested. And the filing period started on July the 7th. It will end this Friday on July the 21st at noon. As of now, the mayors of Old Fort and Marion have filed to run for re-election. Four challengers are running for the Marion City Council. Two incumbents for the Old Fort Board of Aldermen are seeking re-election. And there's someone who is filing to run against the current mayor of Old Fort. And so far, that's the only ones that we have had to file for to run for office this year. As I said, the filing period ends at noon on Friday.
Who are the current mayors when we're talking about them being challenged, the mayor in Old Fort and in Marion?
The current mayor for Marion is Steve Little. The current mayor for Old Fort is Rick Hensley. Little was a city councilman long before he became mayor, and Rick Hensley, I believe, is running for his second term as mayor of Old Fort.
I know there was something else you wanted to add as well.
In the city of Marion, there's going to be another issue on the ballot in November, but it has really nothing to do with the city election. Here in Marion, we have had a tap room that opened up for business, and we're going to have a brewery opening up here by the end of the year. However, in the city of Marion, one issue remains regarding tap rooms and craft breweries. Marion is still under restriction, where the only places that are allowed to sell beer on premises are hotels, motels, and restaurants. So if a tap room or a brewery that doesn't serve food wants to open up for business, they have to open up as a private club under this old law. Well, in the city of Marion, there's going to be an issue on the ballot, which will consist of doing away with this restriction so that a craft brewery or a tap room can open without having to be a private club. They don't have to get memberships or anything like that. This happened in Morganton. In Morganton, there was a similar restriction a few years ago, and they had a special referendum where the voters did away with that restriction. We feel like the same thing will happen here as well. And that will be on the ballot in November, along with, you know, the city council and mayor's race.
All right, Mike, great to check in with McDowell County about what's going on with the McDowell News. Again, that's Mike Conley, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much.
WNCW's More to the Story, also available on our website, which is wncw.org as a podcast. I'm your host, Paul Foster.